علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are basing our discussion presently on the sermon number 87, where Imam Ali alayhi salam shows us the situation that existed before the coming of Islam. And the reason why he's telling us this is that today we need to see the similarities that exist between that time and this time, and see how practical Islam could be for humanity, in saving humanity, in removing them from the clutches that keep them down, that do not allow them to progress and reach their true felicity and their true perfection. Imam Ali alayhi salam, as I explained in the previous session, says these words. He says, وَالدُّنْيَا كَاسِفَةٌ نُورْ ظَاهِرَةُ الْغُرُورِ, that the world at that time was one which was apparently manifesting, deception. It was deceptive, and the reason behind that deception was the absence of divine statements, divine guidances, and divine governance. We explained extensively on that. So today, inshallah, we'll come to the next phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Ala hini isfirarim min waraqiha," that the world, the earth, the people of the world were like this, that the tree of their existence, its leaves were turning yellow and they were becoming dry.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that the world at the time of the coming of the Messenger, when Islam came, was such that عَلَى حِينِ إِصْفِرَارٍ مِنْ وَرَقِهَا, that the world was such that its leaves were turning dry, were turning yellow. In other words, the tree of humanity was turning yellow. Its leaves were turning yellow, they were becoming dry. Now, when you see a plantation or a plant becoming yellow and drying out, what does that tell you? That tells you that this tree, you cannot hope in it to give you anything good, any benefit. It will not be able to benefit the people. It won't give flowers. It won't give fruit. It is something that is now unusable in that sense. In a certain sense, in a large sense, it is unusable, right? It's an example to explain to you that the humanity had become such that benefits could not sprout from this tree, right? Its leaves had become dry. They were dying off. They were falling away. They were falling off, being blown away. And this is how humanity had become. In other words, there was no hope in humanity at that time. As such, if people at that time would try and hope in the human system that existed at that time, it would be a false hope. It would be time-wasting because that hope would never materialize. Those big, big empires and civilizations of that time could not solve the true need that existed in humanity. Big powers, but anyone would hope on them would actually not be able to achieve anything. Maybe he would have to wait till eternity to be able to see any benefit coming from that.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, when Imam Ali alayhi salam says that the world or humanity was such that at that time its tree, the tree of humanity, its leaves were turning yellow, its leaves were drying off, means that you could not hope in this humanity anymore to actually cause any form of felicity. And this is exactly what we see today in this world. We see that the systems of the world have not been able to solve the dire needs of mankind. And that is why you'll see mankind is in a state of confusion. Man today is looking for something that is going to actually give it purpose. Right now, those who are achieving the purpose of life in the materialistic sense are the 1% or the 2% of the people of the world. That is the system that exists. If that is the system that humanity has been able to present to mankind, then it is only the few rich and wealthy who are able to achieve it. The rest of the people, they have to be drugged. They have to be, they have to be given sedatives that calm their energies, that calm them down and, quench their thirst in a false way. But in reality, they still have that internal urge. So humanity cannot be hoped for. At that time, there was no hope in humanity. And Islam came and kind of fed the whole of humanity with hope at that time. And he goes on to say, وَإِيَاسٍ مِنْ ثَمَرِهَا. The tree of humanity was such that now people were hopeless. They would not hope for any fruit to come out of that. وَإِغْوِرَارٍ مِنْ مَائِهَا. And also the water that gave life to it was poisonous. Was filled with substances that could not cause that man to be able to make use of that water, for the tree to make use of that water, and therefore the tree was in a state of dying down. And this is a very detrimental state that we see its reminiscence in the world of today also. And therefore, Imam Ali alayhi salam is telling us the answer for your problems is the Charter of Islamic Governance that comes in with a new civilization, a civilization that is going to change the hearts and minds, that is going to satisfy the deep and internal needs of mankind and solve their problems. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه